Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back, football fans, to Gridiron Updates. I'm the second best host next to my man, Tyler.
Second best Smelty. Host. Yeah, here I am.
We're working the AFC South right now. They're cutting another video. This is third of the four.
Third of the four of the night.
So yeah. we're going to go through the AFC South now. So if
for sure.
We got Facebook Live going on here over too. So if we get a couple comments about questions, we'll interrupt into it too. So let's fire off. Let's go. Wow, what team do I want? Let's go with the team I think that is the Cleveland Browns of your AFC North, Jacksonville Jaguars. First round draft pick, Mr. Travis Hunter. Is he going to change the day? New OC, Cohen from the Bucks, who paid a bunch of money to get him.
Duval.
That annoys me. But they finished last year at 4-13. And this year, I have them at 9-8.
Whoa, 9-8. I have them as a drastic difference as well, but 9-8.
That's where I'm going with it. I just think the new offensive coordinator, I still have a little belief in
Lawrence. T-Law.
But I'm really interested in Sunshine.
Yeah.
Old movie reference if you guys don't watch football movies.
Better watch that one. That's a great one.
That is the best one, probably, in my book.
Probably. Yeah, I would agree.
ETN's back. They have Brian Thomas Jr., who came off an awesome rookie year. So, offensively, I think they have everything they need. It's all about, defense, They gave up a little over 25 a game last year. Sacks, they weren't great. We'll see if Walker comes back. He was number one 2 years ago, I think, now? Or three?
Was he the number one overall?
Well, he was a top three.
He was up there.
You expect big Walker, things out of him. So.
100%.
9-8, where are you at with them there, Smelty?
I also have them improving this season. I have them going up to 7-10.
Okay.
I do have them improving. That puts them second in division, actually, at 7-10.
Ooh, wow.
For me, it's a fairly weak division.
I'm excited to hear the rest of it now. If at 7-10, they finish second.
Yeah, no. So I would agree. I have a sliver of hope left for Trevor Lawrence. Again, Travis Etienne being there, I love what he brings, what Tank Bigsby kind of brings, the opposite. So it's a nice little 1-2 punch. Curious to see how Travis Hunter's used. Currently, again, I'm using obviously the best depth chart software around, ESPN.
You're mine.
Travis Hunter has him, as the number two receiver starting, but then has him as the second corner right now.
Okay.
Behind Jerrion Jones.
Do you think he's a better corner or receiver in your book?
Good question. Dude's a ridiculous athlete.
Agreed. I'm not saying he's not.
I was 50-50 on the Heisman, but looking at what he did, and we won't get into the Heisman debate because that's a whole different pod,
gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But looking at what he did and what he was able to do at such a high level, I mean, it's impressive. So I'm really curious to see what he'll be able to bring, if they're going to design packages around him. I'd assume they are offensively. But to answer your question, I want to say offensively, he's a little bit more of a weapon. Just because
weapon or better? Like if you had to pick a side,
like skill wise, like where if
you think
I had
he's
to pick
a better
which
receiver
way,
than a cornerback is what really what I'm asking. I'm not saying is he going to do better on offense.
I'd start him at corner over receiver.
Agreed. I think he's way better corner than he is in offense. Definitely, if he gets 25 plays on offense,
wouldn't surprise me.
10 touches, they're really designed, but you got to throw him in for another 15 just for decoy reasons, so. And then on defensively, if he's playing 50, is he playing 80 snaps a game? And he's not the biggest. He's not Debo. You know, he's not Percy.
Certainly not. No.
You know, and body size.
Percy, yes.
So that's going to be the interesting part, you know. Can you use him anywhere when he's on the sideline the whole year? You know, so that's where I'm kind of interested on that. So, but I still 9-8. I think they're a better team. Their O line is good. That wasn't an issue last year. So I think it's defensively and just Lawrence being consistent and not starting off bad. I don't know who they play against right away, but I think feel like the last couple of years since they made the playoff run, they've just had horrible beginnings.
They have a winnable game for their first game. They play against Carolina at home in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I think that'll be a good matchup for both teams, actually.
Yeah.
Because Carolina, I don't think, is going to have that bad of a season either. But we'll touch on them next week. And then Jacksonville travels to Cincinnati. That's tough. And then Houston, and then at San Francisco, and then Kansas City. Like, that's a tough stretch to start the season. So, if you can escape out of week five with two wins, honestly, if I'm Jacksonville, I feel better than what the record looks like. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Sneak one in there and get 3-3.
Because later in the season, you got you know, the likes of Las Vegas. You got the Chargers, who I'm not sold on as a Chargers fan.
Okay.
You got Arizona, Tennessee, Indianapolis, the Jets. These are all winnable games. So you play Indy and the Titans obviously twice. So those are winnable games that I expect Jacksonville to be competitive in and probably win. So I think they get most of their wins on the back half of their season. But yeah, that's a tough way to start. And keep morale up if you're 2-5. But I think if you're 2-5 somehow through that first 5 weeks, or I'm sorry, for that first 7 weeks, I'm sorry, 2-3. I want to say if you can get two wins out of the first 5 weeks, that's what I'm trying to say.
I was picking up where you're putting.
Yeah, yeah. You were smelling out of stepping.
So where did you have them finishing?
7-10.
7-10. And I had them 9-8. So write that down, football fans.
Slight discrepancy.
Along.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So yeah, for me, it's just offense, and then the defense needs to step up. But we'll move on to another team I think that needs to step up is the old Tennessee Titans. Drafted Cam Ward, number one overall, finished 3-14 last year. I have them finishing at a 4-12.
4-13.
Math's a little slow here.
You're
but
good. They finished 3-14 last year.
I just don't think they have enough yet. Offensive line, they did upgrade a few. So offensively with Lockett, but I just don't know if there's enough yet to get him over.
And they added Van Jefferson, right? He wasn't there last year.
But that guy doesn't really win me over. Like, he's
Calvin Ridley, if he can stay on the freaking field.
So.
You know, Tony Pollard hasn't done anything since he left Dallas, really.
Exactly. So I have him at 4-12. Where are you leaning at right now?
For the Titans, I have them at 5-12. You got them at 4-13.
4-13.
I got them at 5-12. I think there's a little improvement. I think Cam Ward has the potential to be better than what Levis has given them. You know, I feel better for the Titans starting Cam Ward over Will Levis. Obviously, Levis done for the season, I believe.
Yeah, he is done for the season.
God, Cam Ward's another athlete. I'm just curious what he's going to look like extending the play in the NFL. I think that's going to be his best ability. And then, again, his best ability will be availability. Don't go pull an Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
You know,
Do you feel like they are pretty much the same player?
Cam Ward and Anthony Richardson?
You know, like their style. Like if I watched their college tape, it's just a lot of similarities from Florida and Miami. It's just extending a play a lot. Did make a ton of accurate, good throws. You know,
he had a good season last year.
He had a great season last year. Mm-hmm. So, but it's that NFL, you know, it's not taking the big hit. And I've seen him in his college take a couple, so.
I think that's, I mean, with any running quarterback coming into the league, we always say the same thing. You know, you got to protect your body. That's what we were looking for from AR last year. At moments, yes. At moments, no. So that's the biggest thing for me. That and, you know, can he be consistent early? This is another schedule, I believe, that's. No, okay, no. This is a competitive schedule for them. They open at Denver. That sucks.
Yep.
That's an L.
Definitely.
They then play the Rams. That's probably an L. But now they have a competitive game against Indianapolis. You travel to Houston. Probably an L. But now you got two away games at Arizona, at Las Vegas. Those are competitive for the Titans. I truly believe they can compete in those games.
Compete, but I still think they're going to lose.
Maybe, maybe. I don't know what kind of team Arizona's going to be. Las Vegas, we'll get to Las Vegas in the next episode, actually.
And honestly, I think for me on the Tennessee aspect is defensively, they need more sacks. They lost Landry. They did pick up Damonte Jones from Seattle. They still got Jeffrey Simmons in the middle. So he's, but I don't know.
Yeah, that secondary doesn't scare me a ton.
Yeah, Xavier Woods, Brownlee, Snead. So I think they were hurt a bunch on the backside too last year early. So Amari Hooker is another one that got back there. So the defense needs to play better. And if they can't establish the run with Pollard, they do have a bunch of upgrades. They did get Ziegler from the Lions. They got J.C. Latham, a draft pick last year.
Which is nice.
And then Dan Moore from Pittsburgh.
That's building in the trenches.
Yeah, so they did upgrade. It's just, you know, there's got to be some proof in the pudding right now for me, and I just don't think it'll be there right now. I'm not too excited.
Fair enough.
You know, it's hard for a rookie quarterback to start in the NFL. You don't get a Jaden Daniels year very often.
And especially in some of these situations, you know what I mean? Obviously, being the best quarterback coming out of college, you're going to go high in the draft to the worst team, you know. So it's always going to be those situations that we see it year in and year out. So obviously we're hoping that Cam Ward doesn't just become a statistic in that aspect.
So I mean, I wish the best luck. So
for
but
sure,
yeah. So where were we at? 4-3. What did you give me your number on them?
5-12.
5-12. All right, we're going to go back to probably my favorite guy on the internet right now who does his little song with Indianapolis Colts. Have you seen that guy?
No.
Oh, it's pretty hilarious. He does a horsey yeehaw.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to check it out. So, yeah, I got they were 8-9 last year, kind of the middle of the road. This year's starting off a little different with Flacco getting named.
Daniel Jones
named starter. I feel like they're just the same guys. 8-9, I haven't finished 8-9 again. You know, 17th in offense. They still got JT.
Didn't necessarily get any worse, but a lot of veterans that got to stay healthy.
Especially on the defensive side. That's the healthy wise. But where you got them right now?
I have them taking a step back. Daniel Jones named the starter the other day over Anthony Richardson. I have no doubt we'll see Anthony Richardson again. Although I heard an interesting take. Okay, sorry, I'm going off topic. I have him at 6-11.
Okay.
Did
you just change that mid sentence?
Nope, 6-11, right here.
He has it written down. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's right here. Yep, typed up. But what I was going to say about Anthony Richardson, some of the stuff I was listening to earlier this week, some people are saying, you know, maybe his time at quarterback could be ending, but could open up at a different position because he's such an athlete. I'm like, I don't know. I think he can still be a quarterback
just
in the
being
league.
Bored. I mean, if you're on X these days, the amount of what-ifs that I see is on full throttle right now.
That's the internet in general.
Yeah. Every team needs a trade for this guy. I mean, constant over and over. So,
they don't have anything that scares me a ton this year, honestly. I mean, JT in the backfield, that's always scary to see. That's it. I mean,
yeah, same old line. You know, they did get that Tyler Warner from Penn State that I really like as tight end. I think it's all about defense the Franklin.
Beast. Forrest Buckner, obviously up there in age as well.
Yeah, they did get our Bynum from the Vikings, Ward from the 49ers.
Which I like those ads. Yeah. They just picked up Xavier Howard the other day. So they're, I didn't even notice Duke Shelley's their second right corner right now.
Yeah.
Duke Shelley. Oh, God.
Yeah. They just need to get after the quarterback. They were, like, last very low in sacks last year. They gave up a ton of points, gave up a ton of yards. So that's why I got them in the middle of the road at 8-9. I think their offense is decent enough to win half of the games, and they're, you know, our offense is good enough to win half of the games. So where you got him at?
6-11.
6-11.
Yeah. I think Jonathan Taylor needs to go over 100 yards every game to have a chance to win. For the Colts.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to get in the end zone, too. He only had 4 tutties last year.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know?
Anybody that took him in fantasy is probably losing their minds.
On 1,400 yards, 4 seems really low. So, that's red zone numbers there. You know, so We'll see. It'll be interesting on the quarterback aspect. So, but let's move on to probably, I think, my division winner. I think I had him last year, too.
I would hope so.
The Houston Texans, 10-7 last year. I got them 11-9. Where you at with them? I'll let you fire away with your thoughts.
I have them taking a giant leap forward. 13-4. That's the team I have tied for second in the division with Baltimore. A couple of those wins I have Houston getting are wins against the Bills and at the Chargers. I think the Texans, are a real. They're definitely a playoff team. Are they a contender? I think an outside contender, like outside bubble contender,
They're like the Redskins almost.
Kind of, yeah.
But I don't think we thought of the Redskins.
But I think they're better than the Commanders, you know what I mean? I think they're like right below the Chiefs for me.
I guess.
Because the Chiefs drop a little bit for me this year.
Okay.
And we'll touch on them again next episode. But another tough division, by the way, West. But C.J. Stroud really... Well, he started bad last year, but they ended better. I can't remember.
Injuries was their big thing last year. Sure. I mean, they lost Diggs pretty much right away. Collins, or Nico Collins, who I have him.
As soon as they lost him, too, that was bad.
They had Joe Mixon, 11 tutties, over 1,000. I guess C.J. Stroud did regress a little bit. Offensive line was, one of their biggest issue, I would have, they did it on picking a golfer up in the second round, the old tackle.
Ezra, yep. And then they picked up Cam Robinson, too.
Yeah, so they did do some upgrade on the offensive line where they needed to do an upgrade. Defensively, they were sixth in, yards a game, second in INTs, fourth in sacks. You got Will Anderson, you still got Hunter. Shear, that linebacker, I remember him against the Vikings. And then you probably might have one of the best cornerbacks in Stingler and Lannister, their backside. They did get C.J. Gardner-Johnson, too.
No, their secondary is pretty solid. Defensively as a whole, they're solid. Anderson's a freak. Mario Edwards isn't bad either. Obviously, they got Daniil there. That linebacker out of Alabama,
Will Anderson. Are you talking about him?
No, Henry.
Tutu.
Yeah. That fella. He's solid too. Al Shaair. I mean, that dude, as dirty as he can be sometimes, that dude is so freaking aggressive. I mean,
I'll take him on my football team.
I would too. That's the thing. That's the thing. I would too.
Set example.
So, defensively, they're a top defensive team for me in the league probably this year. One of the top, not the top, and going to be a force to reckon with in the playoffs. This is a team I would not want to see come playoff time again if they're fully healthy. Nico Collins, if Tank Dell can get healthy, watch out.
Yeah, and see what we got out of Tank, because didn't Tank have a bad knee injury come out of there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I think all I have is old.
They need a running back, man.
You don't like Mixon still?
I do, but it's like he doesn't play all the time.
Fair.
But that's the position, too. Running back's tough to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So I think you need... Nick Chubb's not a bad number, too, but it's...
I don't know. Does he have anything left in the tank?
That's what I mean. I'm not sure.
Because last year in Cleveland, he didn't look very explosive. Mm-mm. So... But, hey, you got another full year after that knee injury 2 years ago. So, he's a grinder, so I could see him definitely stepping up his game. So, yeah.
Another good couple tight ends, too.
Yeah, that team's solid. Kevin, where are we at here? Perfectly?
Perfect.
So, we got Texans. I think we're about the same. Who'd you have finishing second in this?
In this division?
Yep.
Jacksonville.
7-10, I think I did, too.
So, Houston wins it by a good margin.
Yep. And then I have Colts, and then I think Titans on the bottom. So,
yep.
You have anything else you want to add to the AFC South?
Mm-mm.
Not the strongest, definitely. Houston definitely in the winter.
Yeah,
coming
for
out.
Sure. For sure.
So, that's kind of what we both have it. So, that'll wrap up the AFC South. Please like and subscribe on all the fun social medias, Apple, all that, Spotify. We're on them all.
All of them. Find them.
Click
them. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep. See?
There it is.
Stealing his lines. I got it. So, Thanks, Kevin, for back over there making all this happen, making us look good, making us sound good. So we'll catch you here on the new episode, next episode. Peace.
Bye. Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.